It's the Full Force News Burst Extra, brought to you by GeneralsJoe'sReborn.com, with me, Christopher McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. During a Hasbro Roundtable Q&A back in August, the G.I. Joe brand team revealed a new name coming to the Classified series. So let's talk Range Vipers. Okay then people, we have caught up to the last name-only reveal remaining from quite a large bunch that we've been given since July. Obviously a few in that time have been upgraded to digital renders, so for obvious reasons we won't be covering those. Hopefully the team will have even more name-only drops for us very soon, so this won't be the last deep dive video, have no fear. Right then, we are travelling back to the 4th of August and to a Hasbro G.I. Joe brand team roundtable Q&A with Emily and Lenny. They revealed two names that day, Big Ben, who we have already looked at after his digital render reveal at MCM London a little while ago, and the Range Vipers. I remember these figures hitting shelves back in 1992 in the UK, a solid 2 years after the US got them. They were effectively the same release, just on that taller card back with a few minor differences, like the Cobra logo and the return to the flash-like explosion instead of the digital one. I was pretty blown away when I got this bad boy in hand. The skull-like mask with what looked like an exposed brain, the interesting gear including that huge backpack with the hose that connected to the back of his head, the rocket launcher and that wild rifle with the removable cylindrical drum magazine, even that weird knife. He was stacked with accessories and generally looked the part for Cobra's new Wilderness Troopers. Despite the rather bright deco, intimidation was clearly going on here, and the helmet alone made these guys an instant classic for me. The Deke cartoon expanded the backstory on these guys a little, including an episode highlighting a female Range Viper, Evie. This does open the door for a female version of the figure in the Classified series too. And let's have Ambush in there as well, yeah? Evie rocked a purple uniform in the episode, differentiating her from the other troopers, a deco that would later be assigned to Skullbuster, a 2002 G.I. Joe vs. Cobra repaint release with Heavy Duty. This just continues to expand the possibilities for repaints going forward, and I would fully expect the Range Viper Commander to be done in a possible Troop Builder 3-pack based on the Vipers. In terms of versions of the Range Viper, it's not a figure that has had Snake Eyes numbers, but they have been given some love over the years. In 2005, they received a new build completely with the direct-to-consumer online exclusive single-carded figure. The helmet was removable and the deco veered closer to the purple of Skullbuster and Evie than the original blue. The following year saw the original mold in a desert paint scheme with the Flak Viper for the Operation Flaming Moth Desert Theatre Club 2-pack. I could also see this one as a future repaint to Battle Dusty. The modern era saw a return to the vintage, but with a new build, of course, in the 2009 Defense of Cobra Island 7-pack. The removable helmet was back and is something I hope they include in the Classified figure. The same figure was repainted in a cool black and green deco for the Rise of Cobra and came boxed with the Jungle Terror Twin Battle Gun. Throw in the vintage and modern Skullbuster and that's your lot. It's not a great deal on paper, but there are some legitimate options for tooling reuse here. A classic interpretation of the version 1 figure is what I'm expecting, but you never know, they could come straight out of the gate with a female figure as an homage to Evie. Or they could do one of the other repaints and put them in a slightly different situation, like using the black and green as a Night Force enemy theme or that desert deco as a dusty foil. I don't expect Skullbuster purple, however, but only because they didn't say his name and the purple should really be reserved for both the Range Viper Commander and Evie. I think the accessories could be cool here as well. The bullet belt can be reused from Rock and Roll, the rocket launcher and rifle with drum magazine would have to be new, as well as that backpack and knife. I would also make sure a hose is included in the design too, even though I have no idea what practical reason they have that for. It could also be a fun opportunity to include some new accessories and play up on the wilderness survival aspect in a similar way to Outback. Whatever they decide to do, I'm excited to see this figure in the line and have high hopes for them based on the original. So what do you guys think? Will they take a leaf out of the vintage book, or use that leaf to wipe their bum in the wilderness? Will the design team use a real skull and brain as reference for the head sculpt? Are we finally getting Python Patrol Range Vipers? Let me know in the comments below. Okay then, I will catch you on the next one. Stay fresh, cheese bags, and as always, full force. That's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst Extra. Thank you for watching. Make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. See you next time, and as always, full force. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing and commenting on these videos, and as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce, and if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback and questions. We also have a Patreon page, so if you want to show your support for the show, see your name up in lights on these videos, or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForcePodcast or click on the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.